that as much as people ask for peace in the world, it's only going to grow more and more as time goes by. Because the world even more is going to be at fighting with one another and strife with one another. Now in Revelation chapter 6 verse 4, we're looking at the second seal being opened, okay? The 7-year time period has begun. And notice what we see in Revelation chapter 6 verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. So during the end times, peace is going to be taken from one another. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be strife. Everybody's going to be in turmoil. And as much as the world right now is asking for world peace, they will be asking for it even more one day when the end times come. Okay? Now turn to Daniel 8. Daniel 8. So what I want you to understand during the end times, the way it's going to really kick off is the world's just going to be in turmoil, lots of destruction, no peace, and everybody's going to say, we want peace with one another. We're tired of all the fighting. Let's set aside the differences. Hey, as Catholics and Muslims, hey, we both believe in one God. As Catholics and Hindus, hey, we both follow a lot of the same commandments. As Hindus and Muslims, let's just set aside the differences. We've had war for so long. There's no peace. We want to have peace. What's going to happen? A man is going to come and bring peace. You say, who is that? Well, notice what it says in Daniel 8, verse 25. Daniel 8, verse 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. By peace shall destroy many. You say, what exactly is the Antichrist going to do that's going to get everyone to believe in him? He's going to preach a message of peace. And basically, I can unite the world together. Everybody's going to be asking for peace. And he's going to come and say, hey, let's just all join together. And by peace, he's going to destroy many. You say, what is the Bible saying? What the Bible's saying is he's going to preach a message of peace, and he's going to use that as the means to cause destruction. Right. That is what's going to take place. So what's taking place here is basically the world is going to be in turmoil. There's going to be no peace, and then people are going to be striving for peace, and the man who comes to bring it is not Jesus. The man who comes to bring it is going to be the Antichrist, and he's going to use that to destroy many, okay?